Lesson 50. Everyday Verbs. To finish up our study of collocations, we're going to focus on some expressions with everyday verbs. A lot of learners make mistakes with these verbs because the collocations are often different in their native languages. Listen and repeat. Have. Have a baby. Have children. Have a good time. Have a blast. Have fun. Have breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a snack. Have an opportunity. Have an advantage. Take. Take a shower or bath. Take a class, test, or exam. Take a bus, train, or taxi. Take a break or take a rest. These expressions mean pause from an activity in progress. Take advantage of. Take care of. Take action. Pay. In the previous lesson, you learned collocations with pay involving money. Here are some collocations with pay that have nothing to do with money. Pay attention means to give attention or observe. Pay tribute means to give honor or recognition. Pay someone a compliment means to give someone a compliment. Pay someone a visit is an informal way to say visit someone. And pay your respects means to express your admiration for someone. It's often used for someone who has died. Break. Break a habit means to stop doing a habit. Break a promise means you fail to do what you promised to do. Break the ice is an informal expression that means to initiate conversation and social interaction, especially in a group that is a little quiet or reserved. Break the rules or break the law means to disobey the rules or the law. And break the news to someone means to tell someone important news, usually bad news. Catch. Catch a cold or catch the flu is when you get sick due to a bacteria or virus transmitted from another person. When something begins to burn, it catches fire. Catch sight of or catch a glimpse of means to get the opportunity to look at something. Catch someone's eye means to make eye contact with someone. And catch the bus, train, or subway is an informal way to say that you went on the bus, train, or subway. Come. Come into force or come into effect means begin to have an effect. Come to an end. Come to terms with means learn to accept someone or something. Come under attack or come under scrutiny. Come close means to approximate someone or something in a specific quality. Get. As you learned in Lesson 36 about changes, get can be used in the sense of become. Get married. Get divorced. get drunk, get pregnant, get angry, get scared, get excited, get tired. Now take the quiz on collocations with everyday verbs.